You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Welcome back to Les Hangout. I'm Lee Holmes Foster.
And I'm Ellie Regina. And we are doing a quick mini-sode because we are both in the same place.
We're literally inches away from each other. I could reach out my hand and I could touch you, Ellie.
Oh,
I could reach you.
We're on a couch as well, which I feel like is very Les Hangout of us.
That's so on brand. Mm-hmm. Look at us. We're almost never on a couch.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love
it's
it.
It's beautiful. I'm a fan. So here's what's happening. This week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is somewhere where we touch base about things going on with the podcast or in our lives or otherwise. We're going to do a real quick one this week for our little interlude. We are in Brooklyn because we have a live show.
Today.
Tonight. It's happening.
So excited.
It's here. It's finally here. So we just want to say if you happen to be in the New York area, Brooklyn area, come check us out tonight. There are still tickets available at the door. We are going to have a host of amazing guests. We have Jess Tom. We have Elsa Waith. We have Carolyn Bergier. We're going to be doing all sorts of cool stuff on things that should have been gay. Come hang out.
I'm so excited. And we have our next Les Essentials watch party for our Patreon members coming up on February 23rd for Saving Face, which we are super pumped about.
So there you go. That's what's going on this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. Feels weird to say that in the actual same spot as you, but here we are. Amazing. And welcome to our mini-sode on the L Word reboot.
What else?
Because of course.
What else would we talk about?
There's no way we could not talk about the L Word. I'm so excited.
The real story is Ellie and I are in the same place and we're going to talk about the L Word anyways. So we figured might as well put mics in front of us, right?
Exactly. Make it easy. I'm so excited. So Lee, what was your experience with the L Word?
Oh, my experience with the L Word. So I remember when I was in college that my junior year roommate, who, spoiler alert, also lesbian, of
classic,
course, she's also actually the one who had Saving Face, which you'll hear about in our Saving Face episode, also had DVDs of all the L Word seasons. And so I watched everything except like the last season, which I actually still have not seen to this day.
Ever?
Don't tell on me, lesbians. No, and so here's the problem. So Kelsey and I watched like all of the L Word together, and then we left like that year or something, or maybe the last season hadn't come out. I'm trying to remember like what the timing was for why we never watched it. We have now gone back and tried to rewatch multiple times.
It's hard. It's hard.
One of them we just like didn't quite make it all the way through again, and like didn't get to the season that we missed. And then we tried again, and we started getting closer to where Dana was gonna die, and Kelsey was like, "I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it."
Spoiler alert, everyone! If you have never seen the L Word, which why are you listening to this episode? Go watch it.
Go watch it now.
There are going to be spoilers galore here.
I will send you tissues for when Dana dies.
So rough.
We're still not over it.
So rough.
And we couldn't do it. So we started getting close. Kelsey like slammed on the brakes and was like, nope, 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 nope. And so we didn't make it that time either. And the end result is I've never finished The L Word. I'm so sorry.
The last season was really rough anyway, so I feel like it's okay.
I think that's part of the problem too, is I'm like, I know that I'm not like getting to anything good. I just feel like I need to finish it at some point. Mm. So now I have a perfect excuse. There will be a reboot. I need to finish. I know it. I know I need to.
You're right.
Okay. What's your experience, Ellie?
Well, actually, spoiler alert, I was friends with a lot of lesbians in college, even before I was out, right? And so at some point, I went into one of my friend's dorm rooms, and I swear to God, they were watching the episode where Dana finds out that she has breast cancer.
Oh, God.
And I was, at the time, still straight, so I was like, I probably won't watch the show. Like, it's fine. Like, let's just sit here and watch it. So the first episode I ever saw, I pretty much already knew everything that was going to happen to Dana before I started.
What a rough starting
place. It was really rough. And everyone was talking about how much they love Dana, and then I sat there and I was like, I love her. and then when I finally came out, I was like, okay, this is something that you need to watch. Went home for Christmas break, like locked myself in my room for days, just sitting and watching The L Word. My sister, my very straight sister who I love, also was home for the break and was like, what are you watching? And I was like, oh, just The L Word. And then she came and sat and watched with me, and she was so into it.
Straight girls
love The L Word.
Love it. The L Word.
Well, because it's just a lesbian soap opera.
Right.
Right? Like, there is a lot of drama. Like, it's a good show. You get into it. So my sister loved it. We bonded over it and finished every single season. I'm pretty sure on Netflix then. Either Netflix or I found it somewhere illegally online. I don't even remember if Netflix existed then.
Yeah, that's...
It was like my junior year of college.
It's on Netflix now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I just watch it on Netflix like every other day. I think I want to start from the beginning and get all the way through again.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to.
We have to. Yeah. If we had time, we could do a whole L Word podcast.
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy. There actually is an L Word podcast called The L Word Made Me Gay.
Yeah.
That a lot of people really love. So if you want to listen to that, check it out.
And someone else is starting a new one, too. Someone else is going to be doing like a rewatch.
Classic.
Reboot.
Of course they are.
Like Reese from Auto Straddle or something.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So anyways, there you go. Get your podcasts ready. Get your shows ready. It's on Netflix. Get your rewatch in now before the reason that we're really here, which is let's talk this reboot.
Let's talk the reboot. Well, for those of you who don't know, some of the original actors have confirmed that they are going to be in it, which is great.
Super exciting.
So, Leisha Haley,
Kate Monning is going to be there.
And Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beals. I think Sarah Shahi announced she's coming back.
Yes. So, I'm sure they're just going to keep coming.
Oh, man.
So, that is wonderful. That makes me really happy that the original actors are going to come back. But I think let's talk about the new actors. What do we want the characters to be?
Okay. Number one, my first hope for the new L Word reboot, more diversity.
Yes. I think a lot of people agree with that.
Yes. Not to say anything bad about the many, many wonderful women who were in the original show. And not that there wasn't any diverse casting in the original, but let's be real. It was an awful lot of cis white lesbians.
Yes.
Which, you know, I think we can do better.
Agreed. So what do you want to see?
I would like to see some more women of color. I would like to see, I think Sarah Shahi coming back, a lot of people are a little torn on because I love Sarah Shahi.
Yes.
Still have very strong feelings for Carmen.
Carmen.
And always will. I got to ask some questions to Sarah Shahi and Amy Acker in the press room at ClexCon last year when they were there for the shoot panel. And she is just as amazing in real life. I just want everyone to know. I only fangirled a little.
Just a little.
Just a tiny bit. But I know people had strong feelings about her being cast as a Latina character when she is not Latina. I don't know how you handle that if she's coming back as Carmen, but also I still love her. So there's that. And I don't know. I mean, I would love to see, like, I'm really hoping for some cameos. I think they have a lot of opportunities right now. Like Janelle Monáe cameo.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Make it happen. Yeah, Janelle Monáe would be awesome. Tessa Thompson would be awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot. I feel like there are a lot more out famous lesbians now.
Yes.
So it's like, just bring them all in.
Yes.
All of them. I mean, the first L Word had just so many amazing cameos. Like, thinking about just the random people, you're like, they were just in like one or two episodes. Like, we didn't know at the time, but Kobe Smulders, we've right. talked about.
Oh my God. I would, like, love if Kobe Smulders came back.
She needs to come back.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I would. Holland Taylor has to come
yes.
back.
Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I'm just hoping that, like, casting, I mean, you'd have to assume that whoever is their casting director now in 2019, it's going to be a very different landscape than it was the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it really hard to believe that they wouldn't be aware of that. So I would love that. And I would love to see the same sort of, like, more and better representation of trans characters, yeah. non-binary characters. I think that could be something that they could, you know, A, kind of rectify some of the way that they did things the first time around. And B, you know, also gives you opportunities to, like, some really, really casting some really great people. A lot of fantastic trans actresses out there right now that I would love, love, love to see show up either as, you know, as main characters or as cameos. I think that'd be amazing.
Yeah. I also would really like to see more socioeconomic diversity.
Yes. Oh God, yes.
In the casting. I was thinking about it, and I guess they try to make it like Shane isn't poor but it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't, I don't know. I just wish that they had more people who were struggling normally in LA.
Well, and like, it's also Shane. I mean, yeah, Shane's financial situation is a little interesting, right? Because she kind of has this, like, I'm the ragamuffin of the group. But she's also, like, still rocking, like, really expensive clothes. And always kind of, you know, she, like, kind of like, I have my big break now doing the stars. And, like, I mean, I don't know. That whole thing was a little weird. I feel like the closest person I'm going to say to, like, working class in the whole thing probably was Carmen, which, like, also comes with its own baggage right there.
Yes.
I mean, for sure, agreed. Like, nothing against Bette. I love Bette. We love the, you know, high-powered career lesbian. But, yeah, it'd be nice to see, like, a little
diversity.
A little something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of jobs, though, now I'm going to say I feel like the complete opposite. But types of jobs that I see these new cast being, there has to be a YouTube lesbian. Like, I know. Like, okay.
Yes.
There should be a podcaster.
Ooh. Do lesbians podcast?
Some of us do.
Wow, how cool.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think Alice was a podcaster. She's a broadcaster.
Yeah, like an old school. The old school podcast when it was, like, just on the radio.
Exactly. Stupid.
The olden days.
Yeah. So they should have a podcaster, or Alice should have graduated to a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? I think there are still power lesbians. They exist for sure. So you have to have some sort of, like, startup lesbian.
Yeah.
Right? Who started her own big tech company. And she will be a baller for sure.
Yeah.
And then you have to have some sort of struggling artist. But they actually have to be struggling. I cannot stand how often they're like, this is a struggling musician who lives in a 3-bedroom by themselves.
Right, right.
And you're like, wait, what?
In LA.
Yeah, this makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see. Yeah, I think that'll be great.
I'm trying to think of, like, what are my dream jobs for one of them to have. Like, I could see, like, photographer. I feel like photography lesbian is, like, a thing right now.
So a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Instagram influencer lesbian.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so millennial.
It is. That's very the bull type.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, you stole that off the bull type. Like all these kind of like new generation baby gays would be like, you stole that off the bull type.
You're right. But still, it would work. It would work.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. We have an approaching girlfriend.
Girlfriend has entered range.
We told you we were going to include you in this. And Jana has entered the building. She just went to get coffee and now she's back.
She's sneaking through. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What was your experience with the L word, Jana? She's not going to talk to us.
Ooh,
educational. She just said it was like very that. Educational. In what ways? Opening her eyes to
she
the whole world
lesbian
of lesbians.
Sex. Yeah. Like, we all get it.
Yeah, we get
we've
it.
We've all been there.
Mm. Oh, okay. Lesbian
and
sex
it was
is
actually,
a thing.
You know, for an educational show, they did actually do a pretty good job of like, you could watch that show and be like, this is what lesbians mm-hmm. do. I get it.
That is another thing.
Except
that
for the whole peeing on the toilet together. I don't know. It was a little weird.
I feel like people sometimes do that.
Really?
I don't know. Who does that?
There was some pointed eye contact that I just want our listeners to know about.
That
right
doesn't
now.
Happen. That is another thing I want to see in the reboot, which will definitely happen. But I want them to keep the amount of graphic lesbian sex that they had. Because it is, I mean, it's Showtime. You can do more things. So do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and the thing is right now, I feel like the bar has been raised too. Because it's like at the time that the L word came out, like it was pretty few and far between to find well done representations of lesbian sex where you weren't just like, oh, I guess they're putting their legs near each other under
a
pile of blankets. Yeah, their feet are together in some way. And what else happens?
We don't know.
Leave it up to the imagination.
Yep.
And I feel like now there's a lot more of, you know, we've had some pretty good representation sex scenes lately where, like, Sense8 crushed it. Disobedience, you know, birding aside. I think was
good sex
that
scene.
Was a good sex scene. I think Professor Marston had some great sex
some
scenes,
good stuff.
You know. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think the bar has been raised, and I expect the L word to bring it.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I honestly feel like it's a perfect way to end the episode on lesbian sex, because what else do people watch the L word for?
Not much.
No, it's okay.
The answer is Sarah Shahi.
Yeah.
I watch...
Having sex.
For Sarah Shahi.
Yeah. Let's be real.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I hope Sarah Shahi never listens to this podcast.
I hope we get her on.
I have nothing but respectful feelings.
Yes.
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 She's
towards
just,
all of them.
She's just an amazing actress. I really respect her craft.
I was literally saying this the other day because I really want to get some of the cast of The L Word on. I'm not trying to raise anyone's hopes except for mine.
Yes.
But I feel like we can maybe get them on.
We like to dream big.
We dream big. And I was like, but... I want Jennifer Beals on, but I don't think I could handle Jennifer Beals on.
Oh, wow.
I would be like, so, Jennifer, can I call you that? I don't think I'd be able to speak to her, so.
Probably I would have to do that interview, and Ellie would just sit
I'd just be
in
there.
The corner, just, like, smiling with big eyes
yeah.
and, like, giggling every now and then.
Yeah,
like, I'd ask a question, and then Jennifer Beals would say something, and then I would just hear Ellie in the side going,
You're so funny, Jen.
So look forward to that if we ever get Jennifer Beals on the podcast. That will be the episode.
It's going to be great. But yeah, it is time. It's time for us to wrap up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to head to our show. If you have thoughts or if you have hopes and dreams about the L Word reboot, please let us know. We would love to hear what you're all hoping for or what you're afraid of or your thoughts on the original L Word, or like live tweet us as you watch it for the first time if you never have. That would be exciting.
Oh my God, that is so exciting. If we have any L Word virgins in the audience, please let us know and enjoy. I'm so excited.
And we're so happy that you get to experience that.
Yes.
Good times.
And remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Make sure that you subscribe in whatever podcasting app you use so that you get new episodes as soon as they drop.
And make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/leshangoutpod. We're going to be releasing episodes every other Thursday on YouTube.
If you want to help support the podcast, there are a couple different ways that you can do that. One of them, you can go on iTunes and you can rate and review us. A, we love reading reviews, and B, it helps other people find the podcast.
If you want to support us financially, you can also support us on Patreon. We have a Patreon viewing party coming up February 23rd. So make sure you get in before that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
You can also get some merch at our shop. We have tees, we have totes, we have sweaters, we have all sorts of cool designs. You can find that at bit.ly/lesshop.
And you can also donate to our Trevor Project campaign at bit.ly/lestrevor.
If you want to follow us individually, the best place to find me is on Twitter and on Instagram at LSH Foster.
And the best place to find me is at Instagram and Twitter at Ellie Brigida. And with that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon. Let's hang out.